So that will force the punt at the 48. Fuchs at his own 32-yard line. Bantams do not have anybody back in safe, as it's a great punt by Fuchs. Takes a bounce at the 6, curls just shy of the goal line, and this is going to be downed inside the 5. You can't throw that any better than Ike Fuchs did. Had the right amount of draw, and the Bantams will start from their own 4. It took a 90-degree turn once it hit the 1-yard line. Just whoop, out to the far side, rolled on back. And so the decision there to punt, absolutely the right one by Dan DiCenzo. Really had no option after the back-to-back sacks by the Bantams. Now the Bantams with 5 minutes and 2 seconds maybe left in their season, up by 10, 17-7. Handoff is going to go to Gaynor. Gaynor will fumble the ball. Ball is loose. Look like the Cardinals have it. They say they do. No official word yet. Still have yet to see an official call. And we have a spike after the play as the Cardinals do, in fact, have the ball. Diverso Russo picks it up, but then Diverso Russo spiked the ball. And so that's going to be a 15-yard personal foul or unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Diverso Russo. So instead of having the ball inside of the Bantam 10-yard line, it's going to be brought all the way back outside of the 25. So Diverso Russo, who ended up getting the ball for the Cardinals, had his emotions get the best of him, spiked it. And so the unsportsmanlike foul on Diverso Russo brings it to the 26. So the Cardinals take over at the Bantam 26-yard line. To make it 3 wide receivers near side for Piccirillo. With 4:48 to go in the fourth, he rolls out to the near side. And he is going to go nowhere. Sacked in the backfield. It's the third play in a row that the Bantams have brought down Piccirillo. This time, John Murtaugh in on the tackle. Murtaugh's first sack of the season. Coming into the game, he did not have a single tackle for a loss. And the senior from Wayland, Massachusetts, comes up big. Second and 16 after the loss of 6. Piccirillo drops back. He's got a man in the seam. It's tight end Lorenzo just outside of the 15 down to the 16-yard line. And that should be good enough for the first down. And it is on second and 16. The Cardinals pick up 16, and they have first and 10 from, guess what, the 16-yard line. Under 4 minutes now remaining in regulation. 2 wideouts each side for Piccirillo. Lorenzo to his right. Takes the shotgun snap, steps up, fires. Near side, he's got his man inside the 10-yard line. As Paul McCarthy in on the tackle, being brought down just outside of the 5 was Canizares Fernandez. They're going to mark him at the 7-yard line. So pickup of 9. Second and short, second and 1. In the backfield, to right of Piccirillo, it's Lou Stevens. 2 wide receivers to the far side. Lorenzo, watch out for the tight end. He's tight on the near side. Lorenzo with 1 touchdown on the season. Now down to 3:10. Cardinals fans getting restless, taking too much time. It's a keeper up the middle, cuts forward across the 5. He has enough for the first down. Inside the 5-yard line goes Piccirillo. Down to the 3. First and goal from the 3 with 3 minutes to go and winding. Cardinals down by 10. Picorillo walks up to the line, calls out the play. Stevens is to his right, same formation as the prior play. Handoff goes to Stevens, stutters at the line of scrimmage, tries to fall forward, and he's going to be just short of the goal line. Down to the 1 yard line, 2.5 minutes to go. Picorillo, same formation. Hand off to Stevens. Stevens is brought down from behind by Picorillo. The clock continues to wind in the 10-point game. It is now third and goal from the one with 2:05 to go. Great individual effort there by Picorillo. The freshman coming up big for the Bantams. It's a keeper trying to cross the goal line and not getting there was Picorillo. The Bantams defense continues to stop the Cardinals at the one, and now the Cardinals will call the first of their three timeouts. And that is huge that they called the timeout right now, because that means that the Bantams, if they get the ball back after what might be a score by the Cardinals, can take an extra 40 seconds off of the clock. But before we get to that point, it is fourth and goal from the 1 yard line. The Bantams defense allowing just 9.7 points per game this season. They have allowed just 7. The Cardinals need to score here for any chance of tying this game up in the final minute and 47 seconds. That could be either by a field goal or a touchdown, but with the ball at the 1 yard line, the decision is pretty much taken out of the hands of Dan DiCenzo. If you're at the one, you've got to go for it. The Cardinals had first and goal from the 3 yard line. They got 2 yards on the first down carry by Lou Stevens. Then on the second down carry, Dago Picorillo was able to wrap and throw Stevens to the ground by himself. And then on the third down keeper by Picorillo, the Bantams held up like a stone wall. And the game more than likely coming down to this play right here. 17-7, Bantams up by 10 with a minute 47 to go. Cardinals at the 1 yard line. Picorillo in the backfield, bracketed by Barry and Stevens. Picorillo, keeper, near side, he's not going to get there! A couple of Bantams in and shoving him back. First to him. For the Bantams, that was Patrick Dorsey, the safety. Not only did Picorillo not get into the end zone, he in fact lost yardage. A loss of 2 on the play, so the Bantams even have a little bit of breathing room. And now with a minute and 42 seconds to go in regulation, Cardinals can only stop the clock twice. Stevens was the lead blocker. Picorillo tried to follow him, but the Bantams blitzed it perfectly. Little fidget by the Bantams there. That might bring the ball back a yard. So Patrick Dorsey, the junior at Lynn, Massachusetts, was first to the ball. No penalty as the Bantams call a timeout before the movement by the offensive line. The Bantams defense has been so tough all season, and that last stop, just a microcosm of the season as a whole. Freshman Picorillo coming up with the huge solo tackle on second down, bringing down Stevens at the goal line. The entire defense coming to stop the Cardinals on third down. And then Patrick Dorsey, along with a couple of others, including Lyle Baker and Preston Kelly, coming up with the fourth down stop, not allowing the Cardinals to get into the end zone. The Bantams at 6-1 needed to win today and needed an Amherst loss against Williams to get a share of the NESCAC title. They still have a minute 42 seconds to try to wind out of this clock. Pistol, handoff goes to Chaporis, just a dive right up the middle. Timeout quickly called by the Cardinals. That tackle there again, Robert Colley, who has had himself one heck of a game. Amherst is up 17-7 over Williams with 8:53 to go in the fourth quarter. So that game, close, but not going the way that the Bantams needed to in order for the Bantams to get a share of that NESCAC title. Of course, the Bantams losing last week up at Amherst. Bantams last year against Wesleyan lost 20-19 in Middletown. Another low-scoring affair here in Hartford this year, but at the moment it appears that the Bantams are going to get the better of the low-scoring game. Just one more timeout left for the Cardinals. Now with a minute 37 seconds, depending on how long this play takes, if the Cardinals defense holds up on this drive, they should get the ball back with about 40 seconds left or so. Jeff Devaney trying to come up with the 7-1 season, which, while terrific, if the score holds between Williams and Amherst, would fall just shy of the NESCAC title. Pozo in the shotgun, fakes the handoff, it's a keeper, and he loses the ball at the goal line, it's loose! Cardinals, do they have it? Yes, at the 1 yard line! Is he going to be ruled down? Nope, he's not ruled down. Recovered at the 1 yard line by Shane Kaminsky. So the Cardinals have life after the fumble by Sonny Puzo. It is the second time Puzo has put the ball on the ground this season, the second time that the Bantams have lost it, as the fumbles continue to hurt them. Now 12 on the season, with 9 of them being lost. So the Bantams defense has to come up big yet again. One timeout left in the game for the Cardinals. Down 17-7 with a minute 21. Piccarillo is still in the game. Hawkins is on the sideline. 1:32. The referee asking to put more time back up on the clock. They put 1:22. The referee clearly asking for a minute 32. Sonny Puzo with his second fumble of the season. Second time that the Bantams have lost the ball on a Puzo fumble. 12 fumbles total this year. 9 lost fumbles, 7 interceptions thrown by Puzo. Piccarillo trying to find room on the left end. Is he in? Yes, he is! Touchdown Cardinals, and it's a 1-score game with a minute 28 to go. A huge extra point coming here for Ike Fuchs. Fuchs, 12, make that 13 for 19 on the season in extra points. Bantam's pretty good at blocking them. High snap, and this is blocked by Nosama Fan. The ball is going to roll out of bounds, but the Bantams don't care, as now the Cardinals are going to have to score a touchdown. Nosama Fan came off of the left end, was completely unblocked, and the junior from Boston, Massachusetts makes a huge play for the Bantams. No one touched Nosama Fan. And now we'll see the onside kick from the Cardinals. So the Bantams preparing for the onside kick. And it is not Fuchs. Or is it Fuchs going to take it? No, it actually looks like it is going to be Corey Phillips, the backup punter and kicker, set for the onside kick. Good high bouncer, but towards the middle of the field, Paul McCarthy grabs it at the high point and comes down with it for the Bantams.